Weather conditions across the Midwest over this weekend and into next week are going to be relatively tranquil with one exception, and that is the snow event that's likely to get underway later today and tomorrow across some of the western portions of the Corn Belt and certainly in the U.S. Central Plains. This disturbance will work its way eastward and slightly north of east as well, bringing snow across the majority of the Midwest as we move through the heart of the weekend. Now, most of the snowfall is expected to be light, running a dusting upwards to 2 inches. There may be a few counties in the southwestern Corn Belt that could do a little bit better than that, but don't think it'll be very common. And the moisture content in this snow event is going to be low, so that when it does melt, it's not likely to cause real wet conditions in very many locations, and the beneficial amount of moisture that occurs in a few weak areas will be certainly welcome. We should be back into the fields to finish out the late harvest rather quickly once the snow does melt and get out of the way, but there will be some disruption to farming activity across a part of the region during the snowfall event itself, and of course until the snow melts there may still be some additional delay. The temperatures will continue to be cold across a big portion of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the next full week. The temperatures will be coldest during the first part of next week, and temperatures at that time are likely to be as cold as the upper single digits and teens for low temperatures at night across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll expect to see teens and 20s occurring across the heart of the region. The majority of the temperatures across the Midwest are expected to continue to be cool, though, into the middle part of next week. Afternoon high temperatures will be confined to the teens and 20s in quite a few areas across the region, and we'll expect, again, those low temperatures at night to be as cold as teens and 20s with some negative and positive single-digit readings in the far northwest. Well, the outlook after that is better. We'll see temperatures moderate quite a bit, and a return to seasonable temperatures will take place as we get to the end of next week and on into the following weekend. The majority of the region is still not likely to see much in the way of significant precipitation during that period of time, although with that said, we do have a storm system that will form briefly on Sunday going into Monday in the central Gulf of Mexico coastal region. That disturbance will likely intensify and move northeast into the northeastern and middle Atlantic parts of the U.S. and may skirt the lower parts of the Midwest and primarily the Ohio River Valley as we move from Sunday into Monday, and a little bit of snowfall will be possible across some of that region with accumulations running anywhere from a trace upwards to 3 or 4 inches perhaps. The majority of the region will not see that much in the way of significant precipitation. Now, light snow and snow flurry activity will still occur across the Great Lakes region during the late weekend and early part of next week, and of course that follows the more organized snow event that will occur tomorrow into Sunday across that region from the Central Plains into the Great Lakes region as well. Well, in South America, the forecast today continues to look favorable for most of Brazil and Argentina. There will be quite a few areas that will dry down over the coming week, but the drying will be followed by some scattered showers and thunderstorms, so the dry biased conditions will allow for some more aggressive fieldwork to take place, and almost all of this will occur in southern Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, and portions of Argentina. Greater rains in the second week of the two-week outlook will restore a favorable amount of moisture for ongoing crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.